Welcome learners in our studio, and today we are going to discuss atoms and molecules and their fundamental properties, how we can differentiate between atoms and molecules, and this is your chapter number 3 of your book number 1.
So learner, as I have told you last week about the matter,
yeah,
I think you are familiar that matter, if you want to divide the matter, mm-hmm. it is sometimes difficult. So idea of indivisibility of matter was considered long back in India around 500 BC. You'll find here the Maharshi Karnad, an Indian philosopher, discussed it in the Darshan, called as Basing Darshan.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if we go on dividing matter, we shall get smaller and smaller particles. A stage would come beyond which further division will not be possible. So I think you can perform this experiment at your home, said. You take anything and try to divide into smaller pieces, smaller pieces. At one stage you'll find that it cannot be further subdivided. So you can perform this activity at your home yourself. You can take anything, you can take a stone or you can take leaf. You can take anything to explain it. He said, so simply you can say, a stage would come beyond which matter division will not be possible. He named these particles as Paramanu. Paramanu. The concept was further elaborated by another Indian philosopher, Pakuda Katyayam. Katyayam said that these particles normally exist in combined form, which gives a various form of matter. This I will explain later on, that individual form and combined form. Different name has been given later on. I will discuss about the atoms and molecules.
So it indicates that the smallest particle, if we start dividing a matter, we get the smallest particle, that known as atoms. So is there any basic difference between the atoms and molecules?
We now are here at this stage, I can explain only this difference is there, that atom cannot exist independently, whereas molecule means, as I have just told you, atom is the smallest particle. But when they combine together to give a molecule,
that and is molecule more has stable form.
Yeah. Molecule have independent existence.
Yeah.
Around the same era, an ancient Greek philosopher, Democritus, 60 to 370 BC, and L suggested that if we go on dividing matter, the stage will come when further division of particles will not be possible. Democritus called these individual particles atoms. Actually, name of atom has been given by Democritus, which means indivisible. These ideas were based on philosophical considerations. Experimental work to validate these ideas could not be done till 18th century. However, today we know that what an atom and how it is responsible for different properties of this substance. So in this, here I'll discuss today that atom, molecule, atomic mass, molecular mass, and how they combine. So I'll give you the idea of valency also.
And also we will learn about how to write the formula.
How to write the formula.
If we have the idea about the valency.
Yeah. So first of all, I'll give you about the laws of chemical combinations. I'll give you one example here. That chemical combinations clearly explain that this mass is not conserved. It should be clear. That if you suppose you take mercury and you take mercury plus oxygen, you'll get mercury oxide. You find out the amount of oxygen and mercury in this compound. Then you break it. And after break point, you will find the same amount. So, reactant product will have same mass. That is called conservation of mass. You can explain this. There are tremendous progress in the chemical science after 18th century. It arose out of interest in the nature of heat and the way things were. Major progress was made through the careful use of chemical balance to determine the change in mass that occurs in a chemical reaction. The great French chemist Antoine Lavoisier used the balance to study chemical reactions. He heated mercury, as I have just told you, in a seed flask that contained air. Now, air contains, you are very well aware, oxygen and nitrogen. So, students should be clear that nitrogen is inert. Nitrogen will not come, because this sometimes students may ask, why only oxygen, not nitrogen? So, nitrogen, that's why nitrogen is mixed with the air, with the oxygen and air. This should be clear, nitrogen is inert at room temperature. So when it is heated, only oxygen will react with the mercury to give mercuric oxide.
Yeah.
The gas remaining in the flask was, as I have told you, reduced in mass. The remaining gas was neither able to support the combustion nor life. Which you are very well aware that nitrogen is non-combustion gas.
Mm-hmm.
And also, so nitrogen is added into the air because sometimes students will be confused. That if nitrogen is not essential for life,
mm-hmm.
then why it is found in major amount in air?
Mm-hmm.
So actually, oxygen is highly inflammable in nature. If nitrogen is not there, then everything will burn.
Mm-hmm.
So the role of nitrogen is to prevent the high reactivity of oxygen.
Oxygen, yeah.
Or you can say, or decrease the combustion power of mm-hmm. oxygen. Otherwise, so but nitrogen is not useful for life. Except, I'll discuss you mm-hmm. or you will learn later on about the proteins.
Mm-hmm.
Or you'll find for the plants, mm-hmm. nitrogen play an important role. Mm-hmm. So this I'll discuss or we'll study later on.
Mm-hmm.
The remaining gas in the flask was identified as nitrogen. As I told you, the gas which combined the mercury was oxygen. Further, he carefully performed the experiment by taking weight quantity of mercury 2 oxide after strong heating. As I told you in the beginning, that he had performed 2 experiments. First, combined mercury with air, where mercury oxide is formed. Then he decomposed mercuric oxide. And then he weighed both at the reaction mixture and the product. And mm-hmm. they found mm-hmm. the amount was same. That is what called as conservation of mass.
Mass, yeah.
So mercury 2 oxide, red in color, was decomposed into mercury and oxygen. He weighed both mercury and oxygen and found that their combined mass was equal to that of mercury 2 oxide taken. Laboratory finally came to conclusion that in every chemical reaction, total masses of all the reactants is equal to the masses of all the products.
Products, yeah.
And this law is known as law of conservation of mass.
Masses, yeah.
So students should be clear that law of conservation is important part.
Mm-hmm.
So mass will not conserve anywhere. Mass mm-hmm. will not be used anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Jitna reaction mein use hua hai,
mm-hmm.
utna hi mass product mein aapko milega.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it is known as
mm-hmm.
So this is law of conservation of mass.
Mm-hmm. Agar suppose mujhe agar define karna hai law of conservation ko, to hum kaise sort mein achhi tarike se define kar sakte hain law of conservation of mass ko?
Now, as I have just told
mm-hmm.
you, that total mass mm-hmm. of all the reaction progress will be same.
Mm-hmm.
If total mass is different,
mm-hmm.
then this will not obey law of conservation of mass.
Matlab mass ka kahin loss nahi ho raha hai, wo
loss nahi ho raha hai, mass ka loss nahi ho raha hai during reaction.
Matlab
jitna humne liya tha utna hi mil raha hai.
Jitne products mein mass hai total, wo ye jitne reactants mein hai.
Jaise aap mercury le, mercury aur oxygen combine kare, mercury aur oxide react kar le, fir usko decompose kare, to jitna mercury aur oxygen liya tha utna hi aapko milega. Iska matlab hai ki mass conserve nahi hua hai. There was a rapid progress in science after chemists began accurate determination of mass of reactants and products. French chemist Claude Berthelot and Joseph Proust worked on the ratio of 2 elements is combined to form a compound. Though through careful work, Proust demonstrated the fundamental law of definite or constant proportion in 1888. In a given chemical compound, proportion by mass of an element that decompose it are fixed, independent of the origin of the compound or it made from the preparation. So according to this law, that if you prepare any compound, so composition, suppose you take HGO, 1:1 ratio, this remains always 1:1. It will never change. Either you prepare yourself or you take from the natural sources. So similarly, if you take water, water contains 2:1, 2 hydrogen, 1 oxygen. You collect the water from anywhere. So they will have constant composition, constant proportion of the combining atoms.
That means the formation of any compound is independent of the method we are using for the preparation.
Yeah. The proportion of the element will remain same.
Yeah.
As I told you, in pure water, the ratio of mass of hydrogen to the mass of oxygen is always 1:8. Irrespective of source of water.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, pure water contains 11.11% of hydrogen and 88.89% of oxygen by mass. Yeah. Whether water is obtained from well, river or from pond.
If it is pure.
Yeah, if it is pure.
Yeah.
Thus, if 9 gram of water are decomposed, 1 gram of hydrogen and 8 gram of oxygen are always obtained. Further, if 3 grams of hydrogen are mixed with 8 gram of oxygen and mixture is ignited, 9 gram of water are formed and 2 gram of hydrogen remains unreacted. Similarly, sodium chloride contains 60.66% of chlorine and 39.34% of sodium by mass, whether we obtain from it from the salt mines or by crystallizing it from the ocean or ice, inland salts, seas or dendritic in any form of elements, sodium and chlorine. So you can simply say reproducible results indirectly hint for a truth which is adding. So we can similarly say that constant proportion will be there.
One question is there, sir. One question is given in book of this science and technology. And the question is that nitrogen forms three oxides. Namely, generally we know NO, NO2 and N2O3. Can we change the ratio? Is there any method these oxides are formed naturally in the composition of these ratios, as in the nitric oxide?
Now, I have to lose this. If you take the ratio,
this will remain the
same compound. If oxygen more there, it will remain unreactive. Similarly, if nitrogen more there, it will remain unreactive. But they will always combine a constant proportion.
Yeah. This proportion is fixed.
Proportion will not change. Now then, most important theory is known as Dalton atomic theory. The English scientist John Dalton was by no means the first person to propose the existence of atoms. As we have seen in the, you'll find here, I have already discussed, that such ideas date back to classical times. Dalton's major contribution was to arrange those ideas in a proper order and give evidence for the existence of atoms. He showed that the mass relationship expressed by Lavoisier and Proust could be interpreted most suitably by postulating the existence of atoms of the various elements. So in 1803, Dalton published a new system of a chemical philosophy in which the following statement comprises the atomic theory of matter. Number one, matter consists of, as I have told you, the atoms are indivisible. So indivisible atoms. So all the matter consists of individual matters. All the atoms of a given chemical elements are identical in mass and in other properties. Different chemical elements have different kinds of atoms, and in particular, such atoms have different mass. Atoms are indestructible and retain their identity in chemical reactions. The formation of compounds from the elements occurs through the combination of atoms of unlike elements in a small or whole number ratio. So here we'll explain here. There are two types of compounds. Sometimes the same atoms are combined. We generally call you'll find here, all are generally called molecule, but we can say molecule and compound. Dalton's fourth possible clearly related to the law of conservation of mass. So the fourth law is the formation of compound from its elements occurs to the combination of atoms of unlike elements is small and whole number ratio. It means that it explains the conservation of mass. Every atom of an element has a definite mass. Also, in a chemical reaction, there is a rearrangement of atoms. Therefore, after the reaction, mass of the product should remain the same. So, you can simply explain here that this remains same. Dalton atomic theory not only explained the laws of conservation of mass and law of constant proportions, but also predicted the new ones. He deduced the law of multiple proportions on the basis of the theory. The law states that when the two elements form more than one compound, the masses of one element in these compounds or a fixed mass of the other elements are in the ratio of a small whole number. You can explain with the example. Carbon and oxygen form two compounds, carbon monoxide and carbon dioxide. Carbon monoxide contains 1.3321 gram of oxygen for each 1 gram of carbon, whereas carbon dioxide contains 2.6642 gram of oxygen for 1 gram of carbon. In other words, carbon dioxide contains twice the mass of oxygen as in the contained in carbon monoxide. That is, you can say, for a given mass of carbon.
Another example is also this law of multiple proportions can be explained. That the formation of three different oxides of nitrogen, is nitric
oxide. So, different amount of oxygen will be required.
NO2 and N2O3.
So, NO2 or N2O3, the number of nitrogen as well as oxygen will change. Now, question is, what is atom? So, as I have told you, atoms are the smallest particle of an element that retains its chemical properties. An atom of one element is different in size and mass from the atoms of other elements. You should be clear that if the atoms are of same element, they will be same. If the elements are different, then they will be different. These atoms were considered in divisible by Indian and Greek philosopher in the beginning, and name atom was mentioned earlier, emerged out of this basic philosophy. Today we know that atoms are not indivisible.
Mm-hmm.
They can be broken down into still smaller particles. Through they lose their chemical identity in which process. But in spite of all these developments,
mm-hmm.
atom still remains a building block of matter.
Matter, yeah. So, dear learners, we are discussing atoms and molecules in your secondary level science and technology. If you have any problem related to this topic, we are with you. You can send email to us, that is at the aochem@nios.ac.in, and we will definitely answer your queries. So, further, we are going to discuss about the atoms and different properties. How?
Yeah, first, let us explain the size of atoms.
Mm.
Atoms are very small. Mm. They are smaller than anything that we can imagine or compare with. In order to have a feeling of size of an atom, you can consider the example.
Mm.
1 teaspoon of water, that is around 1 ml, contains about 3 times as many atoms as Atlantic Ocean contains teaspoons of water. Also, more than millions of atoms, when stacked, would make a layer barely as thick as the sheets of paper. Atoms of different elements not only differ in mass as proposed by Dalton, but also differ in their size.
Mm-hmm.
Now, question is why should we bother for the size, mass and other properties of an atom. The reason is simple.
Mm-hmm.
Every matter we see around us is made of atoms. Is it rectangular, circular or spherical?
Mm-hmm.
It is difficult to imagine the real shape of an atom, but for all practical purposes, it is taken as spherical in size.
Mm-hmm.
Thus, that is why we talk about the radius. Since size is extremely small and invisible to eyes, we adopt a scale of nanometer, that is 1 nanometer is equal to 10 to power minus meter to express the size. So size we can easily explain of the atom. This you will study in the higher classes, that how will you, although atoms does not exist independently. So we cannot measure the size of the atom.
So, when we are discussing about the size of atoms, so generally, suppose elementary level at this stage, how we can define the size of an atom?
Now, size we can define in terms of single bond covalent radii. Combine two atoms together, take the distance of two nuclei, that is called internuclear distance. If you take half value, that will be equal to the atomic size.
Or in other words, we can say the radius, diameter of a particular atom. So the distance, that radius we generally calculate from nucleus to the outermost shell, valence shell of the atom.
That will kill the ionic radius.
Atomic radius, we can say this. So that gives that if the radius is increasing, definitely the size of atom will also increase. So that measure we can use to define the atomic size of an element, of an atom. And there are also further important properties of atom we are just discuss now.
Students should be clear that I have just told you. Nangi aankhon se hum atom ko nahi dekh sakte. Paramanu cannot be seen by naked eyes.
We have to use microscope.
Then question arises, how do you know the atom is existing? So we can now produce magnified images of surface of elements showing atoms. This is called as microscopy. You can use by using this method, but it is called as actually scanning tunneling microscopy, STM.
STM technique
you
are using. And I think that photograph is also given in our book. So what are the other properties of atoms?
Now next is atomic mass.
That's the most important.
Dalton gave the concept of atomic mass. According to him, atoms of the same elements have same atomic mass, but atoms of different elements have different atomic mass. This I have already told you about this in postulates. Since Dalton could not weigh individual atoms, he measured relative masses of the elements required to form a compound. From this he deduced relative atomic masses. For example, we can determine by experiment that 1 gram of hydrogen gas reacts with 7.9367 gram of oxygen gas to form water. If we know formula of water, we can easily determine the mass of an oxygen atom relative to that of the hydrogen atom. Dalton did not have a way of determining the proportion of the atoms of each element forming water during those days, he assumed the simplest possibility that the atoms of oxygen and hydrogen were equal in number. From this assumption, it would follow that oxygen atom would have a mass that was 7.9367 times that of hydrogen atom. This fact was not correct. We know that in water, number of hydrogen atoms is twice that of number of oxygen. The formula you are very aware, H2O. Therefore, the relative mass of oxygen atom must be 2 into 7.9367. That is 15.873 times that of hydrogen atom.
Hydrogen atom, yeah.
After Dalton, relative masses of several elements were determined by scientists based on hydrogen scale. Later on, hydrogen-based scale was replaced by a scale based on oxygen, as it was more reactive and formed a large number of compounds. So suppose agar aap se pucha jaye ki hydrogen scale kyon replace kiya gaya oxygen scale se, so you can easily say because oxygen is more reactive, so it can easily combine with a large number of other elements.
Other elements, so yeah.
In 1961, C12, that is 12, atom number 6, atomic mass is 12, scale was adopted. This scale depends on the measurement of the atomic mass by an instrument called as mass spectrometer.
Yeah.
Mass spectrometer, invented early in 20th century, allows us to determine atomic masses precisely. The masses of atoms are obtained by comparison with C12 atomic mass scale. In fact, C12 isotope is chosen as a standard and arbitrarily assigned a mass of the objective 12 atomic mass unit. One atomic mass unit, that is called AMU, therefore equals exactly 1/12 of the mass of the carbon, 12 atom. Atomic mass unit is now written as unified mass unit and denoted by letter U. The relative atomic masses of an element expressed in atomic mass unit is called its atomic weight. Nowadays, we are using atomic mass in place of atomic weight. So generally, we call परमाणु द्रव्यमान कहते हैं. परमाणु भार नहीं कहते, परमाणु द्रव्यमान.
द्रव्यमान.
Further, you have this Dalton proposed that masses of all the atoms in an element are equal, but later on it was found that all atoms of naturally occurring elements are not the same mass. We shall study about such atoms in following section. You'll find here, I'll discuss here. So, atomic mass that we generally use in our reactions or a chemical collections are average atomic mass, which depends upon relative evidence of isotopes of the element. Now, what is human isotopes? I think you are very well aware. There are two different terms. One is isotopes, other one is isobar. Isotopes, because you are already studied in the periodic table, Mendeleev could not able to justify the position of isotope in the periodic table. Why? Because isotopes means they have same atomic number. But different atomic mass. This Mendeleev table was based on the atomic masses. So therefore, he could not explain the position of isotopes in the periodic table. So you should be clear, the isotopes means atomic number will remain same, but masses are different. Such nuclei or such atoms are known as isotopes. Just for example, you can take carbon 12, and 6 and 12, or you can say 6 and 13. Similarly, chlorine, you can say that is 17, 35, 36, 37. So all these are, so atomic mass means number of neutrons will be different. Proton will remain same, but number of neutrons are different. Therefore, atomic mass will be different.
So the isotopes can be defined as the different atoms of an element having the same atomic number. You remember, do not change the statement, the same atomic number. But different atomic masses are known as isotopes. So simply in examination also the question will come, define isotopes and give two or three examples of the isotopes. So these are the most important questions. You must remember this.
Now, as far as atomic mass is concerned, for this students should know about the atomic number. By using the atomic number, he should know the number of neutrons. Because student can easily find out the atomic mass by adding the number of protons and number of neutrons. So if students is aware, so you can simply say that three different terms involved: atomic number, atomic mass, number of protons and number of neutrons. Electrons do not return. Electron of cable, electron ka jo role hai, wo just hai to provide neutral media. Because protons are positive charged, electrons are neutrons are neutral. So because positive charge and negative charges should be equal. So number of electrons and protons should be equal.
Equal for the neutral atom.
For the neutral atom. So therefore, you can simply say that we can physically find out the atomic number will be equal to the number of protons and or number of electrons. So if we know the number atomic number, we can easily find out the number of protons. Suppose if you find here carbon 6 and 12, it means the atomic number is 6. Number of protons will be 6. Number of electrons will also be 6. So you can easily find out the number of neutrons, 12 minus 6. That is 6 again. But sometimes you find the different number of neutrons and protons.
That means the difference of atomic number and mass number, they gives the value of neutrons.
Neutrons, So we can say the total mass of nucleus will be equal to mass of protons plus mass of neutrons. So as I have just told you that mass number, by convention, atomic number is written as mass number. You are very aware.
Yeah.
ये नीचे लिखा जाता है. ध्यान रखिए मिसा. जब लिखने तो कहे sometimes exam में
आते हैं. We have to write the symbol.
Write down the symbol. तो symbol में हमेशा ध्यान रखिए कि पहले bottom में आपका आएगा atomic number, उसके ऊपर आएगा atomic
mass.
हाँ, they are different. In some books you'll find. Left hand side में नीचे रखा हुआ है आपका atomic number और right side से ऊपर रखा हुआ atomic weight mass.
Mass.
ऐसा नहीं है आजकल. You will write down similarly. लेफ्ट साइड में रखिए, नीचे रखिए आप एटॉमिक नंबर और उसके ऊपर एटॉमिक मास.
मास
ऐसा आपको लिखना है. कार्बन 6 नीचे लिखिए, ऊपर उसके 12 लिखिए.
12 या दिस वे.
सो वी कैन से टोटल नंबर मास दैट आई हैव जस्ट टोल्ड यू लेफ्ट कॉर्नर ऑफ द सिंबल ऑफ द एटम ऑफ ए पर्टिकुलर एलिमेंट एंड मास नंबर इज रिटेन एट द टॉप ऑफ द लेफ्ट कॉर्नर. फॉर एग्जांपल सिंबल आई हैव जस्ट टोल्ड यू कार्बन 12 6 इंडिकेट दैट देयर इज अ टोटल नंबर ऑफ 12 पार्टिकल्स न्यूक्लोन. न्यूक्लोन्स मींस द नंबर ऑफ न्यूट्रॉन्स प्लस
protons.
In the nucleus of the carbon atom, 6 of which are in protons, thus there must be 6 neutrons. This I will tell you. Similarly, oxygen 16 or 8, it means 8 is atomic number, number of protons, then it means similarly 8 will be the number of neutrons. So you can easily find out.
Is there any relation between the number of neutrons, protons, atomic mass, atomic number, how they are linked?
Yeah, this is a relationship actually. I have just told the learner that atomic number will be equal, you will find here, atomic, if you know the atomic number, the number of protons will be same. If number of if protons are equal to atomic number and are equal to the electrons.
If it is neutral.
If it is neutral. Simply as I have told you, that if you take carbon 12, 6, 6 is the atomic number, atomic mass is 12. So we can easily find out the number of protons will be 6, number of neutrons will also be 6. So if you subtract 12 minus 6, again the number of neutrons will be 6. So if you want to calculate the atomic mass, then you should know the number of protons and number of neutrons. You add up. Suppose an element contains 20 neutrons and 20 protons and 22 neutrons. It means its atomic mass will be 20 plus 22. That is 42.
42. Yeah.
So you can tell atomic mass, you can easily find out. So element may be defined as substance where all the atoms have the same atomic number. But the nuclei of all the atoms of given element do not necessarily contain the same number of neutrons. As I have already told you. For example, atom of oxygen found in nature have same number of protons which make it different from other elements, but their neutrons are different. This is the reason that the masses of atoms of the same elements are different. For example, one type of oxygen atom contains 8 protons, 8 neutrons in one atom, second contains 8 protons, 9 neutrons, and third type 8 protons and 10 neutrons. We represent these oxygen as 8, 16, 8, 17, and 8, 18 respectively. Atoms of an element that have the same atomic number but different mass number are called as isotopes.
So, dear learners, we are discussing about the isotopes and how to write the symbol of an element, and we have to how to represent the atomic number and atomic masses, and how you have to determine the number of neutrons, protons and electrons. So we have just discussed. So one question I just want to ask. Suppose one element, suppose we don't know the imaginary element X has atomic number 20 and atomic mass is say about 42 just. So what is the number of electron, neutron and proton? It do not have any charge.
Yeah. So I just told you that if first you write down the symbol, X, 20 at the bottom and 42 at the top.
At the top, yeah.
Yeah, 20 indicates the atomic number. So since the atom is neutral, the number of protons will remain 20.
Yeah.
The atomic number will be equal to the number of protons and number of protons will be equal to number of electrons.
Yeah.
So therefore, atomic number is 20. Number of protons will also remain 20. And number of electrons will also be 20. Since the atomic mass, the number of neutrons can be calculated by using atomic mass minus the number of protons.
Yeah.
So 42 minus 20, that is the number of neutrons will be 22.
Yeah.
So students can easily find out.
So learners, you have to do practice. Are the very simple things. You can learn very easily these things. And suppose another question is, suppose we have to calculate calcium 2 plus. Suppose this is given. And we have to calculate the number of protons, electrons and neutrons. So, how we can start?
Calcium 2 plus is given. So, here atomic number will not change. That remain.
Generally, there are mistakes here.
20. Atomic 20. So, number of protons will remain 20. There is no doubt. The number of protons will be 20. Only number of electrons less. So, that will be 2 has been lost. So, this become 18. Only number of electrons will change. Otherwise, rest will remain same. Number of neutrons and protons and atomic number will remain same. Only the number of electrons will be reduced by 2.
So, dear learners, when such type of question is asked that we have to calculate the number of proton electrons in the case of ions especially. So, in the case of cations, you know that the cation is formed by loss of electron. So, the number of positive charges that is given on a particular element or a particular symbol of an ion, you just minus out the number of positive charges from the atomic number of the given element. And in the case of an ion, suppose I am asking what is the number of electrons in case of Cl minus chloride ion, suppose.
Now, so the number of electron will increase by 1 unit. So 17 plus 1, that is 18.
So there is, in the formation of ions from an atom, there is only change in the number of electrons. In case of an ion, we have to add the number of negative charge jitna likha hoga, symbol pe, jitne bhi ions pe honge. One minus hai, to ek electron usme aapko add karna hai. Two minus likha hai charge, to electron add karna hai kisme? Atomic number mein add karna hai. Aur jitna minus, plus charges honge, utna aapko minus karna, ulta kaam karna hai. To jo bhi charges honge, uske just reverse aapko operation karne hai. Plus hai, to electron ko minus karna hoga. Kam hoga electron, minus hai, to electron plus karna hoga. और वो सारा प्लस माइनस आपको एटॉमिक नंबर से करना है. एटॉमिक मास से कहीं कोई चेंजेस नहीं आएगा. सो फर्दर वी
आर नाउ फर्स्ट वी टेक दिस आइसोटोप अगेन. दैट वन मोस्ट इंपोर्टेंट पार्ट इन द केस ऑफ आइसोटोप एच, दैट इज शुड बी क्लियर दैट हाउ विल यू कैलकुलेट द एवरेज एटॉमिक मास, बिकॉज द थ्री और टू आइसोटोप्स आर गिवन इन द क्वेश्चन पेपर.
देयर इज टू डिफरेंट,
फॉर एग्जांपल क्लोरीन 35. The two isotopes of this chlorine, that is 1735 and 1777, are found in the ratio of 3:1. It means you multiply, that is simply you can say 35 into 3 plus 37 into
1
divided by 4. You get average atomic mass. So in the case of isotope, generally we calculate atomic, this is average atomic mass.
Average atomic mass.
By knowing that in what ratio they are present in the earth crust or atmosphere, so
or the atmosphere.
So, just told you that if you want to calculate the average mass of chlorine, so you should know that two isotopes are found in 3:1 ratio. So, you can say 35 into 3, 37 into 1 divided by 4. You'll get 35.5 U.
So, in the case of these isotopes, you can calculate if the percentage abundance is, that is given.
Yeah, percentage abundance is given.
Then we can calculate. So, another topic we are going to discuss about the, here is some terms of number of molecularity or number of atoms, polyatomic molecules and monatomic molecules. So, how we can define this?
Yeah, now we have to move to round what is molecule. Dalton proposed in his hypothesis that atoms react to form a molecule which is said to be compound atom. So, as I told you when I told you about this Dalton's theory, Dalton explained the atoms do not exist independently, but they are generally found in the combined form. And this compound form, they form molecules. Now, today we know what a molecule. A molecule is an aggregate of two or more than two atoms of the same or different elements in a definite arrangement. Now, molecules are formed, either you take two same atoms, suppose you take H plus H to give hydrogen molecule,
H2 molecule.
Or you take H plus Cl2, H2 plus Cl2 to give 2HCl. That is hydrochloric acid molecule. So, atoms may be of the same type or maybe different,
different type.
So, but they should be arranged in a different, definite arrangement. These atoms are held together by chemical force, that is called chemical bonds. An atom is the smallest particle of a substance but cannot exist freely. This I have already told you. Contrary to this, a molecule can be considered to be a smallest particle of an element or a compound which can exist alone or freely under ordinary conditions. So, students should be clear that always reaction, agar aap padhna chahe, the molecule will never react. They will first convert into atoms, then reaction will take place. So, atoms do not exist independently, they always have a tendency to combine. So, that's why atoms combine together to form a molecule.
So, we can say that in that environment or in the atmosphere, in our surrounding, we cannot get oxygen atom. We will always get oxygen molecule, in the form of O2 or nitrogen or any gases present in the, if it is diatomic molecule, nitrogen will always exist as N2, not as a nitrogen atom because this is unstable. So these molecules are a stable form of an atom or you can say the element. They are present in the combined form, either monatomic or diatomic conditions.
Now, a molecule substance should be clear. Molecule of a substance shows all the chemical properties of that substance. जिनसे बनता है उसी की प्रॉपर्टी सब शो करते हैं जैसे हाइड्रोजन है एच प्लस एच हाइड्रोजन तो इट विल शो द प्रॉपर्टीज ऑफ एच
एच
विल शो द प्रॉपर्टी सो हियर यू फाइंड ऑक्सीजन मॉलिक्यूल विद विच आर फैमिलियर इज मेड ऑफ टू एटम्स ऑफ ऑक्सीजन एंड देयरफॉर इट इज अ डायटोमिक मॉलिक्यूल जनरली वी एक्सप्लेन दैट इज ओ टू हाइड्रोजन नाइट्रोजन फ्लोरिन ऑल आर फॉर्म डाई एटोमिक मॉलिक्यूल नाउ पॉली एटोमिक मॉलिक्यूल आर सो नोन यू स्टडी लेटर ऑन इन डिटेल अबाउट दिस पी फोर That is phosphorus exists as
molecule.
Sulfur exists as
8.
8 are this Packard structure. Packard structure, they are arranged in a, the 8 sulfur are this attached together. So these all called as this polyatomic molecule. Now, how will you calculate the molecular mass?
This is the most important topic going to discuss.
So if you know the molecular formula, by using this molecular formula, we can easily find out the molecular
masses.
A molecular formula may be of an element or a compound. Molecular formula of a compound is normally used for determining the molecular mass of the substance. If a substance is composed of molecule, for example CO2, H2O and H3, it is easy to calculate the molecular mass. Molecular mass is the sum of the atomic mass of all the atoms present in the molecule. Thus, molecular mass is the sum of atomic masses of all the atoms present in that molecule. For example, if you take carbon dioxide. Now, you should know the this atomic mass of carbon and what is the atom of oxygen. So, since you are well aware, carbon is 12, oxygen is 16. So, there are 2 oxygen, 16 into 2, that's 32.
32.
So, you can take carbon dioxide will have atomic mass, this molecular mass, that is 12 plus, that is 32, that is 44.
44.
Similarly, you take ammonia, nitrogen is 14, hydrogen is 1, you will get 14 plus 1 is to 3, that is the 3, that is 17. So, you can easily find out the molecular masses of each element. Now, that you take sodium chloride, that is sodium is 23, chloride ion is 35.5, chlorine is 35.5, you add up both or get 58.5.
So, in the case of sometimes we get this fractional molecular masses.
Yeah,
so
fractional molecular mass. Because if the atomic mass is in fractional, we will be able to find the molecular mass in fractional.
So, in this case, we don't have to try to make it a whole number. So, we have to write the answer in the fraction also. So, for another compound, I just want to ask you, how we can calculate the molecular mass of glucose, very simple molecule.
Glucose, you should know the molecular formula.
First,
glucose
we have molecular
is
formula.
H12O6. Then you should know the atomic masses. Carbon is 12. Hydrogen is 1. Oxygen is 16. You take 6 into 12. That is 12. That is around 72. 72. Plus 12 hydrogen. 72 plus 12. Then 6 oxygen. Multiply 6. 16 into 6. That is you will find here. So by combining take the sum of all these three, you will get the molecular mass of
glucose. That is 180.
Yeah, 180.
Will come around 180.
Yeah.
So you have to, when you start calculating the molecular mass of any given compound, you have to remember the atomic mass of that element.
Yeah. You know, if you know the atomic mass, multiply by the number of atoms.
So in given any formula, you have to just write the first atomic mass of that element and the number of atoms in that particular compound. You have to multiply and the whole mass will add. Don't multiply all these together. It will give some very large number. So you have to multiply the atomic mass of the element and their number, and then we have to put plus sign for other elements. Suppose in case of, suppose we take the example of very simple ethyl alcohol, the very common.
C2H5OH. First, you should know the formula. C2, there are two carbon, 12 into 2, that is 24.
And there is total six
hydrogen plus 6, then 16 oxygen. You can 16 plus 4, C2H5, 16 plus 6, 22, plus 24. You will get 46.
So, you have to learn how to calculate the molecular masses of this compound. There are lots of examples given. And you can go through the book and find out jitne bhi aapke book mein compounds likhe hain. Try to solve, just calculate the molecular masses of these compounds. And if you have any problem, we are with you. You can contact us during the PCP program we are doing here. And you can call us on the number 0120-4626-949 or on our toll-free number 1800-180-2543. Or you can also mail us your queries to aochem@nius.ac.in. And we will definitely answer your queries. So further, we are going to discuss about
mole concept.
And a very important question is, what is the difference? Suppose you say that molecular masses and molar masses, two different terms are coming.
Yeah.
So how they are different?
This I will discuss just now. First, I'll discuss what is the molar mass, then I'll take the difference. Now, mole concept, you'll find when we mixed two substances, we get one or more new substances. For example, when we mix hydrogen and oxygen and ignite the mixture, we get a new substance, water. This can be represented in the form of a chemical equation. That is 2H2 gaseous state plus 2 oxygen or 2 gas, you'll get 2H2O liquid. In this equation, two molecules of hydrogen react with one molecule of oxygen. Or in other words, you can say four atoms of hydrogen combined with the two atoms of oxygen. And give two molecules of water. We always like to know how many atoms, molecules of a particular substance would react with atoms, molecules of another substance in a chemical reaction. Now, the solution to this problem is to have a convenient unit. Would you like to have a convenient unit? Definitely a unit for counting of atoms, molecules present in a substance will be desirable and convenient as well. This chemical counting unit of atoms and molecules is called mole.
Mole, yeah.
The word mole was apparently introduced in about 1896 by W. Ostwald, who derived a term from the Latin word moles, meaning a heap or pile. The mole, whose symbol is mole, is SI, internal solution system, based unit for measuring amount by substance. It is defined. Mole can be defined like this. A mole is the amount of substance that contains as many elementary entities, atoms, molecules, formula unit, or other fundamental particles. As there are atoms exactly 0.012 kg of carbon-12 isotopes.
Yeah.
In the simple words, mole is a number of atoms exactly 0.02 kg or 12 gram of carbon-12. Although mole is defined in terms of carbon atoms, but the unit is applicable to any substance. Just a darjan means 12 or one gross means 144 of anything. Mole is scientist counting unit like darjan or gross. By using mole, scientists count atoms and molecules in a given substance. Now, it is experimentally found that the number of atoms contained is exactly 12 gram of C12.
So in the best way, how mole can be defined? How we can give the definitions? I think in the when we define the mole concept, we give Avogadro number. So what is this Avogadro number?
This Avogadro number, you can take this is the value given, 6.022 into minus 10 to the power 23. The number is called, this is the value, 6.022 10 to the power 23. This number is called Avogadro number. Is honor of Amedeo Avogadro, an Italian lawyer and physicist. When this number is divided by mole, it is becomes a constant and is known as Avogadro constant, denoted by symbol Na. That is 6.02 into 10 to the power 23 per mole. Now you can take atomic mass of carbon is 12 U, atomic mass of helium is 4 U. We can see that one atom of carbon is three times as heavy as one atom of helium.
So is there any formula to calculate the number of moles? Suppose we have to calculate the number of moles in suppose 16 gram of sodium, we can say.
So yeah, how you can multiply by every number.
Can calculate this?
Yeah,
you can. I think there is also one formula is also given in the book, that the number of moles of a substance is the given amount.
Yeah.
That divided by the atomic mass or molecular mass we can define, and we can calculate the number of moles. And simply number of moles indicates the this amount, Avogadro number, in the given substance. And the next we are going to discuss about the molar mass calculation and how we write the formula of a compound. And before this we have to learn what is the valency and how this valency is used to calculate the molecular formula of a, writing the molecular formula of a compound.
Yeah. So if you students are familiar with this, that what is valency? Now valency we can say, suppose if we know and you have already studied chemical bonding, that any element that acquire octet, that is 8 electrons in the outermost shell. So there are two different ways, either it lose the electrons present in the outermost shell or it gain the electrons. But there should be 8 electrons. So you can see that capacity of a element either to do the electron or to accept the electron to complete his octet is known as valency. तो जनरली हम वैलेंसी को बात करते हैं अगर आप देखें कि आइदर दैट इज ग्रुप नंबर वी कैन से जहां पे बहुत ज्यादा इलेक्ट्रॉन को लूज करना है इट इज नॉट पॉसिबल दे हैव टू एक्सेप्ट द इलेक्ट्रॉन जहां पे इलेक्ट्रॉन हो सकते हैं तो याद हम कहते हैं ग्रुप वैलेंसी ग्रुप वैलेंसी हम कहते हैं अगर हमें मालूम है ग्रुप नंबर दैट इज सपोज यू टेक 13 ग्रुप एलिमेंट्स तो 13 माइनस 10 10 यू विल गेट 3 वैलेंसी 14 का हो जाएगा 13 माइनस 10 40 माइनस 10 4 वैलेंसी सिमिलरली यू कैन टेक 15 माइनस 10 15 वैलेंसी सो ऑन
सो द वैलेंसीज ऑफ डिफरेंट एलिमेंट्स वी हैव प्रोवाइडेड इन द बुक एंड दैट इज गिवन
देयर टू थिंग्स वन इज आइदर द ग्रुप नंबर जैसे फॉर एल्कली एंड एल्काइन मतलब वन एंड टू ग्रुप्स वैलेंसी विल बी वन एंड टू रेस्पेक्टिवली बिकॉज ग्रुप नंबर आर डिनोटेड देम वन एंड टू फॉर अदर एलिमेंट्स यू कैन टेक ग्रुप नंबर माइनस 10 For example, with 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 group, you will find this is group number minus. Since inert gases, that is the 18 group elements, they have already completed their octet. They don't have a capacity neither to accept the electron nor to lose the electron.
Yeah.
So we generally say they have zero valency.
So just I want to know, sir, suppose I know the valency of different metals and anions and cations, we generally say. So when we know the valency of these
now,
two.
Now, I'll give you a few examples here.
How you can
suppose you write down the formula of calcium phosphate. Now here you'll find that calcium I have just told you belongs to second group. So that is group number valency.
In case of metals.
Yeah, in case of this is calcium 2 plus. 2 plus charge is there. And phosphate contains 3 minus charge. So if we take like 3 in the calcium, that is CA3 and 2 phosphate. So we'll find CA3 PO4 hold 2. Similarly, suppose we take sodium chloride. Now sodium is plus 1, chloride is minus 1.
Minus 1.
So charges are satisfied. So neither plus 1 minus will both unutilized. So formula of sodium chloride will be, sodium chloride will be NaCl.
NaCl.
Similarly, you can, so your strength should be aware. Now suppose we write down the formula of dinitrogen pentoxide. Dinitrogen pentoxide.
This is very simple.
So they are, you'll find here, the way oxygen shape nitrogen is, you'll find here, plus 5. Oxygen is always remain 2. So you can simply say N2O5. The student can easily write down. So in the some cases, oxygen the valency is constant.
Mm-hmm.
By using those valencies, the student can easily find out the formula of the,
mm-hmm.
he take any compound. For example, mm-hmm. suppose you write down the formula of sodium sulfate.
Mm-hmm.
Now here we should know the charge on the sodium
mm-hmm.
and charge on the sulfate.
Sulfate, yeah.
Sodium has plus one charge.
Mm-hmm.
Sulfate has minus two charge. Charges should be equal.
Mm-hmm.
So now plus one is mm-hmm. one only.
Mm-hmm.
Negative two charges are there.
Mm-hmm.
If we take twice of the sodium, that's mm-hmm. Na2.
We have to balance the charges.
Two positive, two negative. So we'll get Na2SO4.
Suppose we have to write the formula of aluminium chloride. So what will be the formula?
In case of aluminium chloride, the student can easily write the formula. First of all, he should know aluminium belongs to 13 group. So as I have told you, 13, 14, 15, 16, so on. The student can easily find out the of valency. Valency means group number, that
group
is 13.
Number. Yeah.
Minus 10, 3. So it means the valency of aluminum will be plus 3. This point should be clear. Now chloride, very well known, that it will accept one electron to completely soak it. So chloride will have one negative charge. One that is one valency. So valency of Cl is 1, aluminum is 3. So you can take Al, this is 3 will go to the Cl, AlCl3.
So that formula will be aluminum chloride, AlCl3.
Yeah. So you can easily write down the formula of any compound.
I think
the simple way to write down the formula.
If we know the valency, if we know the charges on the anions and cations, we can very easily write the formula.
Yeah.
And the basic concept is when we write the formula, we have to exchange the valency. That is the most
important.
Exchange
the valencies.
We have to change the valency.
To neutralize the charge. Otherwise, charge will be there. So just this is, you can simply find out. These are the students should learn some valencies. वैसे learning जो student को याद करने की जरूरत नहीं है.
अगर
student को ये पता है
कि
किस जो cation है वो किस group से belong कर रहा है, anion है वो किस group से belong कर रहा है, student can easily find out the formula of the compound. ऐसे मैंने अभी बताया, अगर one या two group से है, तो valency will be equal to one or two.
Group number two. Group number will be the
13, 14, because simple will be asked. Nobody will ask you about the transition elements, because transition elements so variable option 6. So examiner will not ask about the transition elements. Examiner will ask the simple formula. So either one belong to the 1, 2 group or 13 group. Rest belong to the, you will find here 14, 15, 16 group.
So they are on the non-metal
side. So, I have clear cut, bachcho, kuch yaad karne ki zaroorat nahi hai. Agar pehle group ya dusre group se hai element, to valency hogi 1 or 2.
1 or 2.
13, 14, 15, 16 group se hai elements, student can easily find out, the valency will be group number. That is group number is, you can simply say, so this, now, sometimes you will find, after gaining 1 or 2 electrons, they can easily complete their octet. So this is also sometimes happens. As aluminium, the 13 group, there is no doubt. That can show that 3, then 4, then 5. Now, after nitrogen, because they are more electronegative, they can easily accept the electrons. So it is possible that nitrogen can show 3 oxygens also. 3, oxygen family can show minus 2, will show. Will show. And halogen family will show 1 oxygen, 1 valency. So, this student should be able to clear. 15 group element will show 5 as well as 3. 16 group element will show 6 as well as 2. But since the first element, oxygen, nitrogen, that will not go beyond 5, 3.
Yes.
So, 3, 2 and 1. All the halogens show 1 oxygen state, because they, after gaining 1 electron, they will complete their octet. So, student should be clear. So, student should know valencies of some elements.
So, learners, if you know the valency of different anions and cations, you can very easily write the formula of different compounds, and these are the very simple things. So, dear learners, today we have discussed lots of about the atoms and molecules, how we calculate the molecular masses of different elements and compounds, and what are the basic concepts when we start writing the formula of different compounds. So, and for this discussion, we have invited Dr. Sulakji. Thank you, sir, very much, sir, for giving us a very important concept about the atom molecules. And thank you to your learners for listening our program.
Thank you. Before concluding my lecture, I will give you one more example here. Variable valency. You should know sometimes. As you know, that N2O, NO, N2O4, N2O5. In all these compounds, the oxygen of nitrogen is different. So, the sense should be clear that they are so variable oxygen states.